The state agency that oversees services for people with disabilities has, for years, directed healthcare providers to overcharge patients. WYPR's Rachel Bay reports that a new state audit found residents may have lost millions of dollars to the error and that they may not be able to get the money back.
The audit found that until 2014, the Developmental Disabilities Administration, part of the Department of Health and Mental Hygiene, was telling residential facilities to collect payments from nearly all Medicaid-eligible patients. But those providers are not allowed to collect the payments from certain low-income patients. Instead, state and federal funds are supposed to cover their costs. The audit looked at payments between February 2012 and April 2014, but legislative auditor Thomas Barnicle said consumers were likely overpaying for years before that.
For a particular year, it's about $4 million that was being collected from about 2,500 consumers that was improper.
Developmental Disabilities Administration officials said determining who overpaid and by how much is complicated and ultimately may cost more than it's worth to fix. They also said the agency has no legal obligation to reimburse consumers for the overpayments. Barnicle had a problem with that.
And we're talking about how much trouble does the state go through to remedy a situation that they created which deprived people of their money.
Nancy Pinellas is a managing attorney at Disability Rights Maryland, which advocates on behalf of people with disabilities. She takes a slightly more nuanced view.
It's not okay to take money from people who are indigent or very poor, which most of the people receiving DDA services are. So it's not okay. However, I do believe it is very complex to try to return the money.
She also said she doesn't know if the Developmental Disabilities Administration is legally required to repay the money.
I think they have certainly a moral obligation and possibly, I don't know if they have a legal obligation.
The audit suggests that the General Assembly take up the issue when it convenes in January, and Pinellas agreed. She said it would be a hefty task for the Developmental Disabilities Administration to take on over what is a relatively small amount of money compared to the state's multi-billion dollar budget. And she pointed out that the agency has seen a number of financial irregularities in the last several years, something she attributed to a lack of sufficient infrastructure. Some of these irregularities were also cited in the recent audit.
You know, if you're getting $735 a month and somebody's asking you to spend $50 or several hundred dollars of that money, it's a lot of money. But is it worth taking that time when there are so many problems to correct going forward? I couldn't answer that question.
State Senator Guy Gazzoni, who chairs the Senate's Audit Committee, said consumers should be made whole.
The folks who receive these services are folks who need the support in our society, and to the degree that they have overpaid, they should be compensated for that overpayment.
But he added that legislators would have to find out just how complicated doing that is before determining what to do going forward. I'm Rachel Bay, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.